USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is facing pressure to lift federal COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates after several Democratic-led states announced they'll begin rolling back restrictions. The Daily Mail reported the Democratic governors of California, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon all announced plans to lift mask mandates indoors and/or in schools within the next several weeks. Meanwhile, the state of New York will repeal its indoor mask mandate on Wednesday, citing a decrease in the number of infections. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing his own party. McConnell spoke out about the Republican National Committee's censure of two House GOP lawmakers investigating what he calls the violent insurrection on January 6th. McConnell said it's not the party's job to decide whom to support. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You can still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
The GOP discussed the dangers of fentanyl on Tuesday, calling on solutions like securing the border and supporting law enforcement.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. skateboarder and YouTuber Josh Newman was one of four people killed when a sightseeing plane crashed into a lake in Iceland after the aircraft seemingly disappeared on Thursday. Police said a search for the bodies concluded Sunday after law enforcement said the remains were discovered in Iceland's second largest lake. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The U.S. has sent Taiwan $1 million in Patriot missile defense systems.
As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan, aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge listened to testimony on Tuesday to determine if the parents of a teenager accused of killing four students at his high school should face an involuntary manslaughter trial. Ethan Crumbly is accused of killing four students and injuring seven others at Oxford High School on November 30th. On the stand, multiple witnesses told the judge his mother, Jennifer Crumbly, focused on horse riding as her son Ethan complained he was haunted by demons. The preliminary hearing resumes on February 24th. Jane Campion's gothic western, The Power of the Dog, leads all nominees for this year's Oscars. Streaming services dominated Hollywood's top honors. In nominations announced Tuesday, Campion's film landed 12 nominations, including nods for Best Picture, Best Director, and all of its top actors. The Oscars will be held in Los Angeles on March 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.